Taking place in Geneva on Monday morning, the United Nations gathered to discuss the issues of human rights violations caused by the current war in the Middle East and Northern African regions. Human rights commissioners say that residential neighborhoods, schools, markets, and other civilian areas have been affected by the violence, further worsening the critical humanitarian situation. The High Commissioner of Human Rights further discussed this issue and spoke about the effects on the public at the United Nations Council meeting.
The conflict has had a devastating impact on human rights across the region and around the world. The last months have shown that the deep differences in the region cannot be resolved by military means. I deplore the use of force against Iran by Israel and the United States, which reportedly killed thousands of civilians, including hundreds of children, and destroyed hospitals, schools, homes, and other infrastructure. Iran's attacks on civilian infrastructure in Gulf countries and Jordan, and its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, are completely unacceptable. The blockade has had dire consequences for the global economy, for the delivery of humanitarian aid, and for the most vulnerable.
Civilian areas aren't the only casualties of the drone attacks in Sudan, but there have also been other extreme human rights violations caused by the war. During the council meeting, Turk raised concerns over the ongoing reports of sexual violence and sexual assaults that are part of the crimes against humanity numbers. The representative of Sudan further spoke on the violations in Sudan towards human rights.
There is a proxy war being waged in Sudan. This is a war for resources, as the High Commissioner said. This war is now in its fourth year following serious violations perpetrated by the terrorist militias against civilians and against our national institutions and facilities. Our militias have increased their presence in the various regions, including in Darfur, and these militias have perpetrated violations on the basis of geographic and racial belonging. I'm talking about abuses and displacement and rape, as well as kidnappings and arbitrary detentions, and the worst occurred in the Shala prison and in the Dakis prison.
As previously mentioned, Sudan isn't the only country that has been impacted by the war, and many others, such as Iran, have been impacted as well. As conflict rises during the council meeting, the Iran representative spoke on the issues that Iranians have been facing since June of 2025 and how these issues have been addressed.
The people of Iran have lived either under the direct assault of unprecedented military attacks or under the constant shadow of threats of further aggression and longer blockade. Yet, those who so often claim the mantle of human rights advocacy have remained conspicuously silent. This sense of injustice was compounded when the Human Rights Council chose to adopt Resolution 61/1 against a country that itself is the victim of aggression. In our view, this development raises serious questions about the consistency, impartiality, and credibility of the international human rights system.
The Human Rights Council meeting gathered representatives from more than 100 countries to discuss the global challenges caused by this situation and how the UN is going to respond to this issue. They are expected to continue discussions on the report during upcoming sessions and hope to expand on the next steps being taken on this issue. I'm Brianna Vasquez for KPFA News.